I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's a saying that goes, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. It could apply to the government in Algeria as their systematic crackdown on Christians continues. Just this week, they shut down yet another three churches. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries observes,
the Roman Empire was persecuting people in the same intersection of human rights and religious freedom. You were free as long as you followed their religion. So they viewed themselves as very open and a very just government. And I see history repeating itself.
She's encouraging us to stand with Algeria's Christians.
I would say let's pray with the Algerian church that they stay strong, but let's also pray for our own culture to not forget the challenges that have been in history for Christians and that we would also remember.
And over a century ago, a village in Liberia buried six girls alive as a sacrifice for power and worshipped at the burial grounds. Now, this is a village where an evangelist with Sharing God's Abundance recently traveled to share the gospel. World Missionary Press supports ministries like this with Bibles and gospel materials to distribute. Helen Williams says, then,
as they came along the trail, there was a snake that had been planted on it. It was a big, deadly snake. They say if it bites you, you'll not live. So, in other words, they have kind of mined the road to get in so that this man wouldn't be able to bring the gospel into this area.
The villagers were astonished when the snake miraculously didn't attack. They then rejected their ancient human sacrifice for the loving sacrifice of Jesus. Pray wisdom for World Missionary Press as they provide gospel materials so that others can know Christ. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support for people like you helps to keep MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise just $5,000 between now and December 31st, so a gift of any amount will help us to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.